CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners, this is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday the 16th of November 2025, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you will find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. Nominations for the RSGB 2026 elections are now open. The RSGB National Radio Centre is to host Build Your Own Radio workshops. Ofcom has agreed to the RSGB request to extend the 146 to 147 MHz NOV for a further year. Could your skills and experience help to shape the RSGB's activities? The Society's year starts and ends at the AGM, and it's seeking proactive and enthusiastic members with the right skills who would like to become a director of the Society or a regional representative. There are vacancies for two nominated directors, two elected directors, and three regional representatives. Nominated directors are selected by the Society's Nominations Committee, and then RSGB members vote to endorse them as part of the AGM voting. The closing date for these vacancies is the 5th of December 2025. If you're interested in either the elected director or regional representative roles, you can find the candidate packs and application forms on the RSGB website at rsgb.org/elections. The application date for these elected roles is the 31st of January 2026. If you'd like to find out more about any of these vacancies, please email the RSGB Company's Secretary, Stephen Purser, GW4SHF, at company.secretary@rsgb.org.uk. The RSGB National Radio Centre at Bletchley Park is hosting another of its popular Build Your Own Radio workshops. Morning and afternoon sessions will be held on Sunday the 23rd of November and will offer young people aged between 12 and 18 years the opportunity to learn more about amateur radio and electronics. The workshops will use simple tools for top participants to build their own VHF FM broadcast receiver, which they can take home with them. Attendance at the workshop costs £11. To find out more and to secure a place, visit bletchleypark.org.uk and search for Build Your Own Radio. Ofcom has agreed to the RSGB request to extend the 146 to 147 MHz notice of variation for a further year. It is available on a non-interference basis and is subject to a 30-day notice period of change or withdrawal. Ofcom's objective in making this spectrum available is to encourage amateurs to experiment and test new communications systems and schemes. The RSGB VHF manager would therefore welcome reports of innovative use of the spectrum to support future discussions. Please email him via vhf.manager@rsgb.org.uk. Full license holders can apply for the 146 to 147 MHz NOV on the RSGB website at rsgb.org/November Oscar Victor. Listeners may also be interested to know that Ofcom has released a video that aims to provide guidance on how to use its recently updated license portal. As well as other topics, the video contains information on how to change your amateur radio call sign and how to apply for a special event station, NOV. You can watch the video at tinyurl.com/2025OscarFoxtrot Charlie Oscar Mike. The RSGB VHF Contest Committee is currently planning the rules for the 2026 VHF Contest. Following some discussion at the RSGB Convention, the committee members have some questions on which they would appreciate feedback from contestants. The survey will close at 11:59 p.m. on Sunday, the 23rd of November. You can find the survey online via tinyurl.com/VHF survey. December is all about encouraging young radio amateurs to get on the amateur radio bands. The activities will start on Monday, the 1st of December, when members of the RSGB Youth Team will give Tonight at 8 viewers an insight into what a youngsters on the air summer camp is like. Team members will talk about some of the activities they enjoyed and how they will be encouraging other young people to get involved in amateur radio in the coming year. They will be joined by RSGB Board Director Ben Lloyd, GW4BML, and RSGB Youth Chair and Youth Champion Chris Aitken, MM0WIC, who will give an overview of recent youth activities and engagement and outline the RSGB Youth Team's plans for 2026. December is also your opportunity to support young radio amateurs. One of the ways you can do this is by hosting special call sign Golf Bravo 25 YOTA, which will be active throughout the month. The special event station can be hosted by individuals, clubs, schools, and universities or youth groups such as Scouts, Girl Guiding, and Cadets. This is an opportunity to show young people what amateur radio has to offer. Get involved now by going to rsgb.org/YOTA-month to reserve your operating slot. The Bath-based distance learning team is planning to run a new intermediate license training course in January with exams in June. The training is free, but applicants must work through some pre-course material and complete a quiz before Christmas to be eligible for a prize. This work focuses on the new foundation topics that have been introduced to the exam since September 2019. The deadline for applications is Friday, the 5th of December. To request full details and an application form, email BBDL team leader Steve G0FUW at golf0foxtrot uniform whiskey@bravo-delta-lima.org.uk. And now for details of rallies and events. On Sunday, the 30th of November, Bishop Auckland Radio Amateurs Club Rally is taking place at Spennymoor Leisure Centre, County Durham. Traders, catering, ample parking and disabled facilities will be available. For more information and downloadable trader forms, visit Bravo Alpha, Romeo Alpha Charlie, .org.uk. And Mid-Devon Amateur Radio and Electronics Fair 2025 will be held on Sunday the 7th of December at Winkley Sports and Recreation Centre. The doors will be open from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. Entry costs £3 per person and there's no charge for partners and under 16s. For more details, contact Phil G6DLJ on 07990 563 147 or email whiskeyromeogolf2024@hotmail.com. Now the special event news. Special call sign Golf Bravo 50 Alpha Uniform Kilo is active until the 28th of November to celebrate the 50th anniversary of AMSAT UK. QSOs will be uploaded to at least EQSL, Logbook of the World and the QO100DX Club. To find out more, visit amsat-uk.org. To celebrate the 39th anniversary of the European DX Foundation, a number of special call signs are active until 30th of November. To view a list of participating stations and read information about an award that is available for working them, visit tinyurl.com/echouniform-xray-foxtrot-39. Now the DX news. Maurizio IK2GZU is active as 5 Hotel 3 Mike Bravo from Tanzania until the 20th of November. He's operating CW, digital mode and SSB on the 80 to 10 meter bands, QSL via OQRS, Logbook of the World, EQSL or direct to IK2GZU. Stan LZ1GC is active as Zulu Lima 7 / Lima Zulu 1 Golf Charlie from the Chatham Islands, OC038, until the 20th of November. He is operating CW, SSB, FT4 and FT8 on the 160 to 10 meter bands. QSL via OQRS is preferred, or via the LZ1GC direct. For more information and updates, visit charlie21golfcharlie.com. Now the contest news. Tomorrow, the 17th, the RSGB FT4 Series contest runs from 2000 to 2200 UTC using FT4 on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted. The exchange is your report. On Tuesday, the 18th, the RSGB 1.3 GHz UK activity contest runs from 2000 to 2230 UTC using all modes on 1.3 GHz frequencies. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. On Thursday, the 20th, the RSGB 70 MHz UK activity contest runs from 2000 to 2230 UTC using all modes on the 4-meter band. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. This is Golf Bravo 2 Romeo Sierra from amateur radio station Golf 4 Tango Romeo November, located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO, on Thursday, the 13th of November, 2025. Last week saw one of the most dramatic auroral events of this cycle. 3 X-class solar flares, which triggered coronal mass ejections, joined together to give us a peak KP index of 8.67, with a solar wind speed in excess of 950 kilometers per second. The result was extensive visible aurora in the United States and Canada, although clouds prevented much of its visibility in the UK. The good news from a radio point of view was that the solar wind speeds BZ, interplanetary magnetic field, mostly pointed north or was neutral in the latter stages. This saved the Earth from a lot of its effects. The next day, HF propagation appeared to be almost normal, with maximum usable frequencies over a 3,000 km path still exceeding 24 MHz at times. By Thursday the 13th, it was mostly over 28 MHz, although there were times it dropped dramatically and signals were weak and watery at best. You could tell there had been some disruption to HF by lack of spots on the CDXE Slack group. While Stan ZL7/LZ1GC on Chatham Island had been spotted on the 11th, there was very little to report the next day as the KP index rose to 5. Next week, NOAA predicts that the solar flux will remain in the 160 to 170 range. However, we can expect a repeat of unsettled geomagnetic conditions this weekend, possibly due to a large coronal hole that became Earth-facing on the 13th. Likewise, the 20th and 21st of November may be unsettled, with a predicted maximum KP index of 4. After the following weekend, we can also expect more unsettled conditions, especially around the 24th to the 27th, which could see the KP index rise to 5 or even higher. Expect decreased MUS and less HX activity, if this is the case. Another VHF and up propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. The current spell of unsettled weather is likely to continue into the coming week. High pressure has always been kept at arm's length, so there is no real tropo flavour to the proceedings. Rain prospects are very strong, with, if anything, too much rain in some areas. During the coming week, colder, northerly air will mean that some snow is possible on northern hills, so there remains a possibility of rain scatter on the gigahertz bands. After the recent auroral activity, the prospects are worth considering. It would be surprising if a repeat of the exceptional event of the last week were to happen. Nonetheless, stay alert to the KP index going above 5 and check for activity on the 10, 6, 4 and 2 meter bands. The event of last week was triggered by 3 successive days of X-class flares. So, for an early heads up, start with the sun. The sporadic graphs on propquest.co.uk were interesting for the evening of the Autumn Series contest on the 12th of November. There were some rapid changes in propagation as paths were affected by the F2 layer 1 minute and sporadic E the next. It's worth examining the graphs now and again to relate perceived radio conditions to actual measurements of the ionosphere. Of course, the data from DOORB is not necessarily what would have been recorded over the UK, but it gives us a good idea of what's been going on. The message is that although we think of sporadic E as a summer phenomenon, it can occur outside the main season. Meteor scatter is certainly in the frame this week, since the Leonids meteor shower peaks tomorrow, 17th of November. Meteors also play a part in sporadic E propagation, so this is another reason to check the sporadic E graphs for out-of-season activity. For EME operators, the moon's declination went negative again on Saturday the 15th. Moon window lengths and peak elevation will fall accordingly. Past losses are increasing to a maximum at apogee on the 20th of November. 144 megahertz sky noise is low during all the coming week, except for the whole of Thursday, when the sun and moon are close in the sky. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note that details of all RSGB-affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. Most of this was repetitive, so I'm only reading non-repeating items. Shirehampton Amateur Radio Club has a club net on 145.425 MHz from 11 a.m. every Sunday. The club meeting is on Friday from 7 p.m. at TS Enterprise, BS11 9XA. It includes a session on handheld rig testing. Colin G3YHG on 0117-982-3822 or secretary at shirehampton-alpha-romeo-charlie.org.uk is contact, or you can look at shirehampton-alpha-romeo-charlie.org.uk on the web. Thornbury and South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:30 p.m. at the Chantry, Thornbury. The club has daily nets via the GB3ZB repeater at 10:30 a.m. On Wednesday from 8 p.m, Paul M0ZMB and Mike M1DPB will be giving a talk entitled Crimpers, Crimping, and How To. The Friday net is on 145.450 MHz from 8pm. For more details, see the club's website and Facebook pages, or email the secretary via secretary at Tango Sierra Golf, Alfa Romeo Charlie, .uk. And over in Wales, weather and random flooding permitting, Carmarthen Amateur Radio Society is planning to hold face-to-face and on-air meetings this coming Tuesday, the 18th, starting at 6:30pm. The meeting will include a show-and-tell element for members to demonstrate any new equipment acquisitions. Should the weather deteriorate, or if there is excessive flooding again making the roads impassable, the face-to-face meeting will be cancelled on the grounds of safety, and there will be a digital net on XLX490D that evening instead. A Dragon Amateur Radio Club Night takes place tomorrow, the 17th, at Canolfan Ace Skyfjord, Gaiwen. Holy Island Amateur Radio Club meets at the Boathouse Hotel, Holyhead, on Wednesday at 7pm. For full details, visit Holy Island Alfa Romeo Charlie .club or contact Mike Whiskey Zero Kilo Bravo November at AOL.com. That ends this week's GB2RS news broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It is compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSGB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays. The RSGB retains the copyright over the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, rsgb.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So, until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week from the GB2RS news team.